No, that's not right at all. Here, you take this calculation and solve this part first. That gives you the value of x. From there, we can answer the original question. See? What about this is so hard? It's basic trigonometry. We all learned this back in high school. You sat right next to me when we were taught it. It's just math. But fine, we'll take a break from helping me and I'll help you. What was your major again? Right. Show me what kind of assignments you get. It can't be that hard. Yeah. I have no idea what any of this is. Sorry. When I suggested we study together, I didn't think our assignments would be so different. Guess it's not like the old days when we all had the same homework. Still, it's nice to catch up. Our schedules are so hectic these days. I'm just happy we both have the free time to study. The truth is, I just wanted to spend more time with you. I've missed you. We never really hang out much outside of school. I was always too shy, and you, well, I think we were in both the same boat on that one. But when we got into the same college, I was really happy. Ecstatic, even. It's scary to move out and away from everyone you've ever known. It was comforting to know I was going to have a friend out here. But I never see you anymore. Between classes, scheduling, and part-time work. And I'm afraid that we'll drift apart and we'll both make new friend groups. And those people won't mesh well with each other. And so we'll drift further apart as the semesters go by, and I'll never...
Well, what do we have here?
Brooke? What are you doing here?
The two dorks on a date.
What? We're just studying. It's not a date.
Yeah. You just happened to find the most quiet and private room in the entire building to take your nerd crush here to be alone on the couch.
It's not like that. We just wanted someplace quiet to study.
Oh, sure. Study. You know this room is famous for hooking up in?
No.
Oh, yeah. That seat you're sitting on? You should see it under a black light. Does it have some stories to tell?
Don't be gross.
What? I'm only telling the truth.
What are you even doing here, Brooke?
Athletic scholarship, duh. Basketball was kind of my thing. What? You thought you'd just graduate high school and never see me again? Who says you need to be a nerd to get into college?
What? No, I meant here, right now.
Oh. I don't know. I was bored. Noticed you walking into this library. Figured I'd say hello, reminisce of the old times. Back when I made you do whatever I said. You were the most obedient nerd I ever met. You literally used to do whatever I ordered you to.
You didn't order me. I was just de-escalating the situation. By keeping you happy.
Whatever you want to call it. Anyway, I saw you come in here. Got a little lost, though. But then I spied my favorite dork.
Me?
No, the other dork. Sup, man? Remember me? Mind if I sit here?
Hey! Watch it!
The last time I saw you must have been at graduation. You remember? You were trying to get people to sign your yearbook. You even asked me, fucking me, to sign the damn thing. And I chucked it onto the roof. Oh man, your face was fucking priceless.
You're horrible.
So, how you been, man? College life treating you well?
Yeah?
Still as nervous as ever. I love it. You know, you were always my favorite to pick on. The others just ended up getting angry and ignoring me. But you? You always seemed to, I don't know, like it? Probably because I was the only woman to ever talk to you. Well, the only real woman.
Hey, stop being mean to him.
And look at that. Still got Sarah here sticking up for you. I always figured you two would end up together. It's kind of cute, in an annoying, I want to punch it in the face kind of way.
We're not together. I mean, we're not...
Oh my god. What the hell is it with you shy types? You like him, he likes you. Just fuck already. It's not that hard. You're in college now. Hook up, fall in love for like 6 weeks, then dump him, move on, fuck 5 more guys. Just live it up for once.
No, it's not like that. And why do you care so much?
What can I say? I'm emotionally invested in his life. That or I'm just bored. And watching you both squirm while I talk about sex brings me so much pleasure. Oh, damn, I bet you're both still virgins! But I'm right, aren't I? Wow! Come on, you guys! Literally everyone I knew got laid in the first week. And you two didn't do anything? So disappointing.
Is your girlfriend here not taking care of your needs? I'm not his girlfriend!
Wow, that's harsh. He's sitting right here. You don't need to break the poor man's heart.
I didn't...
You're cold, Sarah.
I'm not... It's okay. Here, let me hold you. Ignore the mean girl. You don't need that negativity in your life. I'll be your rebound girl if you want. Get off him! And stop teasing him! Stop teasing us!
It's not teasing if I'm honest. Besides, he didn't even try to stop me.
He likes when I hug him. Isn't that right? He's all flustered.
He's just excited. Oops, did I fall down on you?
You're pushing him.
It seems having a taller and stronger woman hold him down must be his thing. He doesn't mind one bit. Tell you what. Since she's not your girlfriend, and this isn't a date, you won't mind if I borrow him for a bit, right?
Well, we were kinda studying.
That's okay. You can keep studying. It'll be like we're not even here. You don't mind, right? Either of you?
I'd really rather you didn't do that here.
God damn. You're both so fucking passive. Fine, I gave you an out. You can only blame yourself.
What?
Come here, dork. Kiss me.
See, I'll just see myself out then.
No, you're staying.
Sit
back down.
Why?
Because I said so.
That's not...
And you do what I say. When I say. Like always.
I don't...
Look, you could leave, run along back to your dorm. Then what? Cry yourself to sleep about how I stole your not boyfriend? Or you do what I say. Stay. Sit down and watch. Like a good girl. And maybe, once I'm satisfied... I might let you join in.
Okay.
Now, where were we?
Oh, right.
I believe I was kissing you. Oh? Are you trying to stop me too? Please, you have as much say in this as she does. You're just my toy for today. Plus, I can feel how hard you are. So either grab my ass and kiss me, or I pin you down and have my way with you. Your choice. Attaboy. Seems the dork isn't such a bad kisser. Did you know that?
No, I never.
What?
I've never kissed him.
Oh, that's a shame. Because his lips taste great. I think it's time to get naked. Don't you? Take off your shirt, boy. We'll do it at the same time, okay? That's right. Look at you. Pants, too.
Wow.
Isn't it so much better? Real skin-to-skin contact. A hard dick rubbing along my cunt. A nice pair of tits in your face. It's the best. In fact, I think all of us should get naked. Even you, Buttercup.
Me?
It's no fun if it's just us, right? I mean, he's going to be naked in front of you. It's only fair.
I don't...
I mean, look here. Right here. This hard cock of his. You've always wanted to see it, right?
No.
I bet you've touched yourself thinking about it.
I haven't.
Don't lie to me.
I'm sorry.
Tell the truth.
I have.
Have what?
Touched myself thinking about his cock.
This cock?
Yes.
The one I'm straddling?
Yes.
The one I'm... rubbing myself on.
Yes.
Do you want to touch it?
I...
Tell me.
Yes. Can I? Can I touch it?
Finally being honest with yourself. About fucking time.
Please, I'll do it. I'll strip too.
Nah. Think I'll fuck it instead. Oh, fuck. It slid right in. Did you see that? Fuck me. That feels good.
No fair.
Oh, that's it. Right there. Faster. Speed up, dork. Look at that. So shy just a moment ago. And now she's masturbating like a bitch in heat. I think she likes watching me fuck you. Always the quiet ones who are into some freaky shit.
Satisfied. Oh God, I want him to look at me. Please.
Hey, dork, don't look at her. Look at me. She's not the important one here. She's a bystander. I don't care how much of a crush you've had on her. You're fucking me, so fuck me. Ugh. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Oh, buck your hips. Let me milk this cock for all it's worth. Let me enjoy my ride. Grab onto me. I'm almost.
Keep flowing.
Almost. There. Just keep thrusting.
Fuck her.
Thrust into me. Yes. Fuck yes.
Do it.
Now come. Now come for me.
Come for her.
Come in me.
Come in her.
Oh, fuck. That's it. Do you see that? Fuck. I feel that. How does it feel? Emptying your balls inside a woman for once? And you? Look at you. I just made your not-boyfriend come in me, and you're masturbating to it. You're a special kind of fucked up.
It just feels good. Oh,
I know it does. I just love the feel of a man coming inside me.
Oh, God. Can I touch it now? Please?
Well, you have been a good girl.
Yes, I'm good. I'm a good girl. Please?
So needy. Fine. You can clean him off. With your mouth. But don't stop touching yourself.
Thank you.
Look at him squirm. Should I have warned you how sensitive you would be right now? What's that? Stop. It's too much. Shh. It's okay. Let her have her fun. I think she's earned it, don't you? So wound up. So cock-starved. She needs this. How are you going down there? And still fingering yourself too, I hope. I never told you to stop. Keep going. Don't stop. You want to feel good, right? You want him to feel good.
Yes. I do. Oh, God, I do.
I think he's gonna come again if you keep doing that. And see how his legs jolt and try to kick. That's definitely him begging you to suck harder. Certainly wouldn't be him asking you to stop or slow down. I bet he'd moan for you to go even harder if my hand wasn't covering his mouth. No. Here we go. He's about to burst. Yeah, that's it. Amazing. A dream come true. What about him? Is he okay? Can I have a turn? You know, riding him?
I think you killed him.
What?
Sucked the life right out of him. That, or you were so good, he fell asleep. Either way, he's out of it. But hey, you can ask him yourself when he wakes up. Anyway, my work here is done. Where's my... my pants.
Wait, where are you going?
Dunno. But I'm done here. I'll see you around.
You can't just fuck him and leave.
And yet I am. Really hope you two work out your feelings. It'll make it a lot more fun next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Fuck.